Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Whatever time of the day it is, I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. I hope that all my listeners are doing well. You know that I love you guys. I appreciate you having me, and I appreciate you being in my space, exchanging energy with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me today. And I hope that your week is going pretty good. I'm gonna be honest, you guys. This is my fourth time trying to record this episode. I really had it on my mind a couple days ago, and I just kept getting interrupted. So I wasn't able to, record it, and I kind of got unmotivated after a while. Then I tried again yesterday. It really didn't work out. It really wasn't flowing the way that I wanted it to flow. The way that I wanted it to flow. So I'm trying it again today. So hopefully it goes good. That's all I can hope for. It's really been on my mind to talk about parenting. And I feel like maybe the universe stopped me from making episodes these past couple of days, because last night I definitely had a parenting situation. I don't want to go into full details, but it had me thinking about, when I was younger. My mom, I love her to death. She just had a birthday recently, so happy birthday, Mom. But when we were younger, she used to tell us, I love me more than I love anybody else. And as a child, I really didn't understand what she meant by that. Because in my mind, I'm your child, you should love me more than anything else. More than you love yourself. But now, as an adult, I truly understand. Because a lot of the times, well, not a lot of the times, every time, your child is going to look at you as the example of how to be an adult. And let's just be realistic. A lot of us have parents who have sacrificed everything. Everything for us to grow up in a stable household, or for us to have, the things that we have. And I feel like when we see our parents sacrifice so much, that it's just a continuous cycle. That we think love is sacrifice. And of course, it's no fault anywhere, because that's just how it seems in a child's eyes anyway. And I think a lot of people still have that concept and expect that of everybody else. They expect everyone else to sacrifice for their happiness. And that's just not how life is. You truly do have to put yourself first. And I know that I'm always talking about this, because honestly, it's a concept that I'm still learning. And I can honestly say that I didn't realize my own self-worth and self-love till I was 30 years old. I know some people have this high value of themselves their whole lives, and that's okay. It's okay. But not all of us are on that same plane, and that's okay as well. Self-love is not something that came to me automatically. I thought that love was sacrifice. I thought that I was supposed to sacrifice everything for everyone around me and put myself on the back burner. I had to stop that, because ultimately that was me pouring everything that I had into other people and not having anything left for myself. And that's the ultimate sacrifice that no one should have to make. I talked about this some months ago, but we think that pouring from an empty cup is normal. It's not. It's really not. You're supposed to give people the overflow. You're supposed to love people so much. You're supposed to love yourself so much that it fills you up. And everything you do, say, speak, people you interact with, all of that shows how much you love yourself. And they're supposed to be attracted to that overflow, not draining you of the love that you have for yourself. like I said, when your kids see you sacrificing, that's how they're going to go through life, sacrificing everything to make other people happy. Or it could go the total opposite. You know, you never know. But I feel like our kids need to see us happy. They need to see us thrive. They need to see us do self-care and take care of ourselves and put ourselves first. That way they can mimic those same actions. We are our kids' greatest teachers. Everything about life, the basic core things, they're learning right now. And that just brings me, you know, to what happened last night. It is deeply personal, so I'm not going to go into full details, but I'm going to tell you, I have three kids, 14, 10, and 1. The 1-year-old is about to be 2 next month. And my 10-year-old, my son, I discovered that he had been on the internet looking at some things he shouldn't be looking at as a 10-year-old boy. And I'm going to tell you guys, that broke my heart. If you know my son, his name is Cameron. He is the sweetest. Like, he's a boy for sure. But he is just so sweet and so innocent-like. Now I got to say innocent-like because last night he showed me that he's not as innocent as I thought he was. But he's just really, I don't think he does things in a malicious way. You know, he's just a curious child. He's honest for the most part. And dang, it just really hurt me. Just finding out what I found out. I was just truly disappointed, you know, and I felt like it was partially my fault. I know that kids are curious and things happen, but I feel like this is something that I should have paid a little more attention to. You know, I pride myself on keeping open communication with my kids. In my household, which I grew up in the 90s, you know, it wasn't very much open communication. It was just like, don't ask me no questions. You do what I say, do. And, you know, that's how most of us was raised. I just didn't want to raise my kids like that. I want them to be able to express their feelings and come to me and talk to me about those difficult things. Because most of all, if any generational curse I could break, it's just the communication curse in my family. Like, a lot of people in my generation, we don't communicate. And I wanted my kids to be better than that. I speak a lot on mental health because I want my kids not to, you know, have to heal from what I'm going through. And I hope that makes sense. But sometimes as parents, we just can't control everything. I mean, we live in a day and age where anything, literally anything, can be found on the click of a computer. And I was just shocked. You know, I never expected my child to be looking at these types of things. But ultimately, I feel like it's a lesson learned. You know, that I really need to pay a little more attention. And that's just what it is. Yeah, we spend time together as a family. And we talk and communicate. But clearly, there's something else going on. And I want my son to be able to speak about that. I don't want him to feel like his feelings are invalid in any type of way, because I feel like as a man, you know, he's supposed to do certain things, or he's not looked at as a man. No, I'm not having it in my household. I want him to be able to communicate his feelings and talk to me about anything. I don't want him to hold things on the inside. And that's just what I want to work on and what I want to focus on. Like, none of us have the blueprint to parenting. It doesn't just naturally come to everybody. We all make mistakes. You know, we're all just winging it. Our parents were winging it. Their parents were winging it. And their parents were winging it. You know, there's no manual. There's no right way. There are wrong ways. But there's no right way to be a parent. And I know that we take that to heart. I know that it's hard. And worrying about yourself is only one side of the coin. Worrying about the human beings that you're raising is definitely the other side. I feel like it is definitely an equal thing. Yeah, you might, we do love ourselves and we're going to do that, take care of ourselves, but we have to think about these tiny humans that we're raising. You know, so it's hard to balance sometimes. It's unpredictable a lot of the times, but we're doing it. I spoke to my friend Tabitha this week, and she reminded me. I was telling her, you know, it's only like 2 weeks of summer left. You know, we're at the home stretch. And then I started talking about, I don't know what I'm going to do about school and all this stuff and worrying like I usually do and overthink about it. And she was like, Katrina, do you remember back in April when you were like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to get through the summer. And here you are at the end of summer, just fine. I said, you know what? You're right. That's me. I'm an overthinker. And I think myself into bad moods. I think like that I'm not capable for some reason, but every time I do it, and I tell you guys, which I need to follow my own advice, look at what you've already been through and tell me what you can't do. I've been through worse than this. So what can I do? I know a lot of the times I get in my own head, but the truth is I'm doing it. I might not be doing it the way that I want to do it, but we're making it. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that have changed in these couple of years that I can proudly say. It was a point where my lights were getting cut off periodically because I couldn't pay the bill. My lights haven't been cut off unless it's a power outage in a long time. You know, like I remember when I used to actually go days without having one meal a day. No breakfast, no lunch, just dinner with the kids. I don't have to make those type of sacrifices today. And there's something to be said about that. I feel like sometimes we're so focused on the end journey or so focused on where we want to be that we forget to appreciate where we are and how far we've come. So take a moment to do that today. Look at the things that you've overcome. How could you not be proud of yourself? You really should be, because I'm proud of you. Like, remember those days when we didn't think that we would make it through? And yet, here we are. You didn't know how you was going to feed them kids. You didn't know how you was going to pay them bills, but you're doing it. You made a way. You got up and did that. So be proud of yourself and just take a moment to appreciate the journey. I appreciate this journey. I really do. You know, just having a voice, having people who listen to me, being able to touch someone and they can relate to what I'm going through, that is a journey. And I appreciate every moment of it. You know, there's going to be some big things going on for me, and I'm claiming it. I have the power. I have the message. I have the drive. Why not me? And I feel like that's where we need to shift the energy. Why not me? Me and Tabitha was also talking about pain versus pleasure. You know, yeah, it's going to hurt to change. But would you rather struggle and remain the same or change some things and sacrifice for just a moment to reach something greater? Like, which one is worse? Because either way, time is going to go by. Whether you change it or not, time's still going. It's waiting for nobody. So you pick your pain. Yeah, it's going to hurt to change, but it's also going to hurt worse to stay the same. So let me know what you want to do. A little discomfort is sometimes needed to grow. A closed seed can't sprout. It's going to have to break open. I saw this on Facebook today. You can't open up an egg without breaking it. Sometimes things have to break. It's not meant to be. But what it's added to is more, much greater. So you choose your pain, like what you want to do. I truly want to thank everybody for joining me today. I am grateful. And I enjoyed this message today. Something that I'm going to repeat to myself over and over again. Because I need that reminder that I'm not perfect. And we all got some growing and learning to do. But I hope that you choose yourself. And stop sacrificing just to show that you love someone. Because it's not worth it in the end. You'll lose yourself. And losing yourself is not worth it. If you guys need me, you can always reach out to me. singlemomwithdepression2@gmail.com. If you guys want to reach out to me on Instagram, it's your girl Katrina, itzyagirlkatrina. Please follow me on Spotify. You can look it up as Single Mom with Depression, of course. And if you have my personal Facebook page, feel free to reach out to me. You guys are always welcome to send me a message. I've been getting some messages on Spotify, which is awesome. You can also send me a voice message in the Anchor app. I would appreciate it. And I love you guys. So if you need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. See, it just flowed to me naturally that time. I didn't even have to look it up. The last time I was a little overwhelmed. But if you guys need it, feel free to reach out. They won't judge you. They're always there for you 24 hours a day. And until next time, take care of yourself. Peace.